Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a wonderful show. We have Bunny Berrigan, Kay Kaiser, we have Carmen McRae, Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Helen Ward, from Sammy Davis Jr., and right now it's Doris Day with Les Brown's Orchestra, and my dreams, my dreams are getting better all the time.
Somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is she. Blackbird. Make my bed and light the light. I will arrive a little late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Bird, bye-bye. One more time. Blackbird, bye-bye.
That's the great Helen Ward, backed up by the great Benny Goodman Orchestra, and a Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen tune from 1931 called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Before that, it was Sammy Davis Jr. from his CD called The Wham of Sam, and a song called Bye Bye Blackbird, written by Ray Henderson and Mort Dixon in 1926 and made popular by such notables as Eddie Cantor and also Russ Morgan and his orchestra. And we heard from Les Brown, the band of renown, and Cincinnati's favorite Doris Day, song called My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Big song back in 1945, got up to number one on the hit parade, written by Vic Izzy in 1944 and in a film called In Society, featuring Marion Hutton. Well, welcome to Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more great stuff coming up. By the way, on this day back in 1807, 1812, Moscow was set on fire by Russians after Napoleon Bonaparte's troops invaded. In 1814, Francis Scott Key, I don't know, you know what I'm going to say here, wrote The Star-Spangled Banner, a poem originally known as The Defense of Fort McHenry, after witnessing the British bombardment of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. The song, as you know, became the official U.S. national anthem in March of 1931. And in the Mexican War of 1847, U.S. forces took control of Mexico City on this day under the leadership of General Winfield Scott. Back to more music on Swing. We have Sinatra coming up. We have Chris Connor, and here's Andy Kirk, and a salute to the Cincinnati Bearcats, I guess. The song is called The Bearcat Shuffle.
Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, hearts alight and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. So brown, hearts are light and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. Al Dubin, Harry Warren, famous songwriter, wrote this back in 1932, introduced in a film with B.B. Daniels called 42nd Street, and was in a film, another well-known film, this one with Doris Day, called Lullaby of Broadway. We heard from Chris Connor from her CD called Chris Craft. I always like that CD title. Written way back in 1906 by a gentleman by the name of William Jerome, I guess they called him Bill, and Gene Schwartz. And it was Chinatown, My Chinatown. The only recording of this you may remember was from back in 1952 when it was made popular by Bobby Maxwell. And we heard from Andy Kirk and his orchestra a song written by Mary Lou Williams called The Bearcat Shuffle. Well, on this day back in 1899, a poor gentleman by the name of Henry Bliss became the first person to die in an automobile fatality in New York City. Think of all the people who were killed by horses and wagons and whatnot, but this guy unfortunately met his end from an automobile in 1899. In 1901, on this day, U.S. President William McKinley died of gunshot wounds inflicted by an assassin. Vice President of the United States, and we were lucky to have this guy as VP, Theodore Roosevelt, at the age of 42, succeeded William McKinley as president, and as they say, the rest is history. Getting back to more music on Swing, we'll be hearing from Bunny Berrigan. We'll have Kay Kaiser in his orchestra, and here's Carmen McRae and Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry skies, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Holding hands at midnight 'neath the starry skies, it's so nice if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Tell me who could ask for more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today, 'cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
jingle, jangle,
as I go riding merrily along,
jingle, jangle,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single,
jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Thank you.
got spurs that jingle jangle.
I got spurs that jingle jangle.
As I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And they
you're
sing,
single?
Oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bell. Oh, Lily Bell. Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. Cause
never
I got spurs that jingle jangle.
I got spurs that jingle jangle.
As I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
As I go riding merrily
and
along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And that
single
song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from
wrong.
That catchy little song was one called The Davenport Blues, written by Bick Beiderbecke back in 1925. Done here so well by Bunny Berrigan's orchestra from his CD called I Can't Get Started. We heard from Kay Kaiser and his orchestra his orchestra, and also a vocal by Kay Kaiser. The song was Jingle, Jangle, Jingle, written by Frank Lesser in 1942. It was in a film I've never heard of before called Forest Rangers. But the song itself was number one on the hit parade in 1942. And we heard from Carmen McRae and a great George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937 called Nice Work If You Can Get It. We're going to take a little break right now and be back after the break with Linda Ronstadt. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have lots more great stuff coming up. We'll be hearing from Tony Corpusello and his orchestra. We'll have Mel Torme, excuse me, and here's Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and Falling in Love Again.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Love's always been my game, play it how I may. I was made that way, can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it.
All the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See the honeymoon a-shining down. We could make a date with Parson Brown. So, Liza, Liza, name the day when you'll belong to me. The clouds will roll away. Do that, 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 do that Skies are gray, but when you smile at me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See the honeymoon a-shining now. We could make a date with Parson Brown. Liza, Liza, name the day when you'll belong to me. The clouds will roll away when skies are cloudy and gray. They're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in drums and drum your troubles away.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. We heard from a really good band, Tony Corbicello's band, from a CD called In Full Swing, and one of three Rodgers and Hart tunes we're going to be hearing very shortly. We heard that one, which was called Have You Met Miss Jones? We heard from Mel Torme, a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1929. And the song was Liza, and it was most popular by Al Jolson and featured in the Al Jolson Story. That was Marty Paich's band, by the way. And it was Linda Ronstadt here, another Rodgers and Hart tune from 1938. Good one called Falling in Love Again. Most popular back in that era when the song came out was the version by Francis Langford, who got it on the hit parade in 1939. Well, let's see here. On this day in 1959, Luna 2, a Soviet space probe, became the first man-made object on the moon when it crashed on the surface. This is a big deal back in 1959. In 1940, on this day, the Selective Service Act was passed by the U.S. Congress, providing for the first peacetime draft in the United States, and it was just in time, with war coming just a year and a half later. Not quite a year and a half. And the big news on this day in 1978 was Mork and Mindy premiered on ABC TV. Back to more music. Coming up, we have Earl Father Hines. We have John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. And right now it's Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman and The Blue Room.
Because you're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kiss. Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. We'll have a blue room, a new you're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. Misses on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. Our blue room far away upstairs.
Is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like a toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? You don't know whether it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding, ding, ring-a-ding, ding, ring-a-ding, ding. She grabs your hand, this captivating creature. And like it's planned, you're in the phone book, looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell. You're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book hunting down the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring. Ding ding, a ding ding, a ding ding, a ring a ding
thank you.
Great stuff from Earl Father Hines and his orchestra, a Vincent Yeoman's tune from 1926 called I Know That You Know, was in a musical called Oh Please and made popular by Benny Goodman in 1936. We heard John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, fine orchestra, a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune called Ring-a-Ding-Ding. You may remember this by Sinatra. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's Orchestra, another Rodgers and Hart tune, this one from 1936, was from The Girlfriend with Eva Puck and Sammy White. The song was The Blue Room. We have time for a few more, actually. We're going to be hearing from Lionel Hampton. We'll have Larry Clinton with B. Wayne on vocal. And right now, it's James Darren, and it's only a Paper Moon.
It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Now it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. No, it wouldn't be if you believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
sorry to break in, folks, but we are running out of time. This is Lionel Hampton from his CD called Midnight Sun and the famous How High the Moon. We heard from Larry Clinton's orchestra with a vocal by B. Wayne, and it was James Darren with that Billy Rose and E.Y. Harburg tune, It's Only a Paper Moon. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. She's coming up next.